On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, out of fear, Jesus came, stood in their midst to say, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. He said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so now I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas now, the one called Didymus, one of the 12 who wasn't there when Jesus came. The other disciples said, "We've seen the Lord." He said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in the hands, put my finger in the nail marks, my hand into that side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, disciples again were inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked. He stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." He then said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Put your hand into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believed." Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not even written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that through this belief you might have life in that name. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I don't know how we can outdo last week, huh? In all the churches, I heard they're standing room only. A lot of people. The message last week was an easy one to expound on. And I repeat it because it bears repeating. We go through life. We befriend people, we love people, and they leave us. Sometimes after 50, 60, 70 years with spouses. And we suffer loss. We lose children. We lose relatives, friends, neighbors. And we spend so much of our time with loss and grief. But Easter was not about loss, but finding love again that continues. Love that is forever. And that brings joy to all of our hearts. That's what that message was. Now, the message of the week, this week. Despite locked doors, we hear the words of Jesus, and it's not only for the people in that locked room. But it is the prayer of Jesus for you. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Well, that's us, huh? Although I've seen the hand of God in many ways in this world, it's about our belief, our faith. to become the community of believers that the Old Testament or the New Testament and its first chapter of Acts starts out to be. A community that prays, a community that shares its resources and its bread with one another. I was telling Deb, and she was renewed too, we were talking about the wonderful trip that the astronauts made around the moon. And I think, God, if we could, you know, we get insight into that, the perspective, as they look from afar on this beautiful globe we all live on, that we are sisters and brothers, that our religious celebrations aren't just in the house with our own family, but in a bigger family. That's the message of this day. My father said, you know, we never had a lock on our doors. Not with nine of us. My mother never slept in our teen years. Are you in? Okay, leave the door open. Your brother's still out. But now we lock everything. We learn fear. And Jesus comes to us and says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We have to be fearless. It took him two appearances, huh? 2 weeks in a row. First to one group, and then Thomas shows up, and he has to show up again. Unlock the doors. That's what we await. We await this Pentecost. This outpouring of the Spirit, the doors wide open, the windows open. To see we are sisters and brothers. And my third message to you this morning is a reiteration of what our Pope Leo has asked for. That the world lay down its arms. Stop fighting. Stop displacing people. The millions of people that have been displaced. I also talked, what's going on helps us realize that the economy of the earth is one. That we're all networked together. That it affects us all. We're learning it at the gas pump. We're going to learn it and learn it and learn it. The cost, we're all paying a cost for this. What a waste. We are sisters and brothers. And we are to act like that. We are to pray with our Pope that we lay down our arms. What are we afraid of? Fear fosters fear. And the Lord comes not with fear, but with love for us all. And we are to be people of love. We are to be people that hear that the Lord is interested in our lives, in our journeys. I wanted to ask, what's the baby's name? Evelina. Okay. I always like to find the youngest one in the place. That is our hope for her. And our prayer for her, that she grow up in a world without fear, and that in a world that shares and sees that she has a big, big family. You are part of that big, big family today. Amen.